will receive on the south end of the stadium. Vikings. Jed Solomon hangs on. Tees the ball up on the hash mark on the near side. Back deep is number 23, Diamante Ridley, and number 8, Tommy Hudson for the Packers. Packers won the toss, and they wanted the ball. Waiting on the referee signal. There it is. Big crowd from Cochran across the way. Standing room only on our side. There goes the ball. Kick high. Hudson hits it off his feet. It's on the ground on the 10. Bounce around. Ridley picks
ball,
it up.
Ball,
it's on
ball,
the ground.
Ball.
Somebody get on it, and the Packers did.
Chris Scurry had an opportunity to really, really get on that ball, and it squirted out from underneath him, not able to secure it for the Vikings, and it will be the Packers that recover it just shy of the 20-yard line. About the 19 is where they're going to mark it, but Chris Scurry had his best chance to get on that ball.
Bill, I was going to give you a note here. Justin Wilson before the game, and he's got a new number tonight.
Oh,
he is wearing number 93.
Justin Wilson, folks, for your if you're listening on the radio and you're wondering who 93 is, that's Justin Wilson tonight. No 77, 93 is Justin Wilson.
All righty, Packers with the football. Brown in the pistol. Two receivers far side, two near side. Brown gives it, drops back, fakes, throws downfield, and the ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage by one of our Vikings. I didn't see who it was, but it is now.
Well, I don't think it got tipped. I think James Mathis hit the quarterback as he was throwing it, and he hit him pretty hard, too.
Now, the pistol, folks, as we have said before, that's where one back lines up right behind the quarterback. Now, it's trips to our side, twins to the far side, Brown in the shotgun by himself. We're showing man coverage. Got a man in motion. Back toward the Packer. Stop, looks, throws out in the flat, catches, made, and hit immediately. And the ball is on the ground. Somebody pick it up. Is it our ball? Is it our ball? Yes, it is. Vikings recover at the 10-yard line.
What a big-time hit by the Vikings to jar that ball loose. There was the quarterback wanted to go downfield. He had nothing downfield. He had to dump it off to a short man, and we made a great hit, knocked the ball loose, and a recovery for the Vikings. It's first down and goal from the 10.
Guys, right. That hit him in the backfield there. Matt Frazier got knocked that ball loose.
Okay, fellas, give me time to work here, please. Parker goes under center. We're dunking in the backfield. Tied into our side. Man in motion. He gives it to Braswell around the corner. He's across the five. Still on his feet. They knock him down around the 3-yard line. Marty, you're right down there on top of it. Oh, his mic's breaking up. It'll be a second and goal from the 4-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings from left to right on your radio dial. We send number 9. That is Rodney Jefferson to the far side. Braswell at wing back at the far side. Mike Moore. Tied into our side. Braswell in motion to Duncan up the middle. He hits and still on his feet, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard.
Wes, not a lot of running room right there for the fullback right there. Let's go back to that hit. Who recovered the fumble? Did we see that?
Marty, did you see who recovered it?
It, guys, it was Matt Frazier that knocked it loose, and it was Geraldo Orta that fell on it in the backfield.
All righty, third and goal from the 3-yard line. We've got the diesel in at fullback. That's James Mathis. Viking football, third and goal from the 3. Take the snap. Give it to Mathis, a big hole, and they have stopped him at the goal line.
Yeah, he had the hole there, but it closed up so quickly. We've talked about that before. Mathis is a big, wide body.
How close is it, Marty?
Guys, he's about 3 inches from the goal line here. And it was a good spot. He was down short. But speaking of Justin Wilson, he's in at tight end, and that's why he's wearing number 93 tonight. He's in on tight end in a Viking formation.
All right, Grandpa Clemens brings the play in. Fourth and inches.
Heavy right.
And it is heavy right, as Bill told you. Parker under center takes a snap. Again to Mathis. He gets hit in the backfield and will not get in. He will not get in. That Packer defense has stopped us at the goal line.
I tell you, I was just going to bring that up a minute ago. Mathis is a big, wide body. He gives you the big body to get through the hole, but when the hole collapses, he doesn't have the explosive speed that these smaller backs give you, and they're able to punch through and get into the end zone. And I think that's a situation you really can't use that big wide body this close sometimes.
All righty, Brown, everybody will line up in the end zone. First and 10 at the half-yard line. They bring Hayden Cadella to our side of the field. One receiver to the far side. Brown keeps the back in the backfield with him. Two tight ends. Takes the snap, gets it to the back in the backfield, tries one man, two. We hit him at the line of scrimmage.
They're going to give him coming out. I can't believe that.
They'll give his forward progress back to the line of scrimmage.
Wow, they had him back in the back.
He did just get across the line, guys. He barely got across, and then we knocked him back. And our fans are booing, but it was a good call. His forward progress was down, and they've got the ball right where they had it before. It's about on the 3-inch line.
Good eyes, Marty. Everybody on their feet on our side of the stadium. Receiver near side, one far side. Two back in the backfield with Brown. Little offset eye. They start to move. Their tight end moves, and they call timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, Packers, it is 2nd and 10 from the half-yard line. Brown with a back on either side of him. Two receivers far side, one near side, drops back. Look, there we come, and we've got him in the end zone. It's a safety. And that was made. That hit was made by number 32, the Shredder, Chris Scurry. Came on a blitz off the right side. Nobody there. Wrapped him up and drove him back to the wall where the band is.
Yeah, something that the Vikings don't do very often, and that's come with a jailbreak blitz from the linebacker position. But Chris Scurry just hustled through there. Nobody touched him. He went right to the quarterback. To give you an idea, the Packers had spread out their splits very wide. It gave just a free path for Scurry to get in there and tackle the quarterback, and that is a safety, folks. The Vikings go up 2-0.
Bill, you're absolutely right. He came in on the delayed blitz. He hesitated just a second, and the hole was wide open for Shredder to come through. I do want to point out that the All-American or All-State left tackle for Colquitt, Xavier Ward, has not been on the field.
Yeah, they said it was going to be a game-time decision.
He was not in there on that first drive.
All right, the Packers will kick off from their 20-yard line. We're sending Nick Bergman along with Troy Braswell, Orta, and Kerry Popeye Stanley back deep.
Wes, this is almost a hands team if you look at it. They're expecting maybe something short. Look at your up, guys.
I'm trying to get the number off the kicker. Looks like Oscar Luna. Packers waiting on the whistle. Vikings lead it 2-0, 8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Put into the ball. High, high kick. Taken at the 39, across the 40, dances on the sideline and get maybe 2 yards. That was Nick Bergman on the far side. Vikings will take over 1st and 10 on our own 42-yard line.
So the second drive now for the Vikings. We start back on the other side of the field. We had great field position after a fumble recovery to go our first series, but we couldn't turn it into any points. But we do make up the two on the safety. Now the Vikings offense takes the field again.
Here come the young Sons of Thunder, who grew up a lot last week. We'll have to grow up a bunch more. T-Rock up over the ball. It's on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Hunter in at wide receiver on our side. Duncan at fullback. Braswell on the far side. Now in motion towards us. To Braswell around the right side. Got a good block. He gets outside across the 45. He's at the 50. He's at their 40. He's at their 30. Still on his feet. They'll hit him at the 20, and he'll dance out of bounds. Where? At the 17-yard line.
Yeah, great block downfield by Tyler Hunter. Gave him about another 7-8 more yards. Tyler did a great job to keep the block and not hold. That'll be a first down for the Vikings. You're counting up yardage.
About a 38-yard run. Ball on the near hash mark. Packers in a 4-5-man front. Gunslinger under center. Gives it to Moore around the left side. Cuts back inside against the grain. He'll get to the 15, and that's where they'll mark him down at. So he'll pick up 2 yards. That counterplay didn't work quite as well as Coach wanted it to. Good job by the Packers.
Nonetheless, Mike Moore did his job. He got in there. He saw the cutback, tried to cut back inside the grain, and that's what this thing is designed to do, is to cut back against the grain.
Jefferson brings the play, and he comes to our side of the field. Now the Packers go to a four-man front with four linebackers. Again, Braswell's in motion. Gives it to Moore. That's Duncan up the middle. Just one man, too. Still on his feet. He has the first down. Downfield, I think, to about the 5.5-yard line.
Yeah, the Vikings are just going to open that hole right there in the middle. And just like last week, and I make the comment, sometimes that fullback dive doesn't work. But you keep hitting it, and it'll eventually pop open. You run a lot of things from that same formation. So if it doesn't work one time, doesn't mean that it won't work the next time.
It is first and goal from the 6-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Hunter at wide out to our side. Bergman in at wing back on our side. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Braswell around the corner. Cuts behind one man, two. Touchdown, Vikings. Put him on the board.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Oh, there's a flag on the play. And we'll take back that I see you. Holding against the Vikings.
And, Bill, that's back at the 7.
That'll run us back to about the 17 then. And take the 6 off those boards that you so grandly announced.
They got our wing back for a hold on that play, guys.
Golly.
I didn't get the number, but I did hear him say they got one of our wing backs. So one of our running backs holding on one of their linebackers.
Yeah, most likely that would be number 1, Mike Moore, based on who's out there right now.
Well, Bergman was at that position. He just came out. So it'll be first and goal back at the 17 now. Grandpa Clemens, that wide receiver, he comes near side. Moore, Braswell, and Duncan with Braswell at the left wing back. Tied into the far side. Braswell in motion. Again to Braswell. Cuts, looks, jukes one man, two, tries to get the corner. They wrap his legs up as he gets across the 15. And that's as far as he'll go.
One of the things I've noticed with Troy Braswell and most of our wing backs, when you make that little hesitation step, it's almost counterproductive. Hit the hole, drive through it, you're going to probably pick up more yards than trying to make that little bit of juke. Once in a while, you're going to get that, but against quality defense and speed defenses, you're not necessarily going to make that.
Vikings lead 2-0, 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. Jefferson comes near side. Tied in to the far side. Four-man front for the Packers. Moore in motion. Gives it to Braswell on the counter. He's got the hole. Oh, and he trips him up as he crosses the 10-yard line down to about the 8, the 7, I think. That was number 19 in on the tackle. Stephen Moore, the linebacker, got him just about reached behind him and grabbed him by the shoestrings as he went by.
Yeah, I think Troy Braswell popped that hole in the middle, and all he saw was end zone. And the linebacker makes a last-ditch tackle.
Third and goal at the 8. Again, Clemens, and Clemens asked for ties. But that will take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Martin Stadium. It is third and goal from the 8-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Parker goes under center. He's got Clemens at a loose tight end. Fakes the pitch out, rolls left, looks toward the end zone. Nobody there, takes off the run. Still on his feet. Touchdown, Cole Parker. No flags on the carpet. Bill Osborne, put those on the board.
I got you. I see you, Cole Parker. Didn't get it through the air, but we'll take it on his leg. Vikings now up 8-0 over the Packers. They send in their extra point team, and I believe you might see them go for 2 here, Wes.
They're going for 2. They got the offensive field.
All right, sounds good, Marty.
Parker calls the play. T-Rock up over the ball. That's Trevor Scarborough. Double tight end for our Vikings. Takes a snap. Gives it to Braswell. Looking, they hit him at the 5-yard line. That's as far as he'll go. We will not get it. We'll take a 60-second break. Leading 8-0. We'll be right back. Back at Martin Stadium. 6:04 to go here. First quarter. Vikings lead at 8-0. Back deep is Ridley and Tommy Hudson for the Packers. Solomon's kick. High, high kick. That ball is taken by Ridley at the 3. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, at the 20. Got a hole and knocked down by number 2, Tyquan Lane, as he gets out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Jed, both his kicks now not reaching the end zone. He doesn't seem to have the pop off the ball right now, and I know that he's beating himself up on the sideline because he takes a lot of pride in the fact that he's able to put those things deep into the end zone.
Yeah, 28-yard return.
So the Packers start first and 10 from the 30, Vikings on defense.
Here comes Brown. He brings Octavius Little for the Packers to our side of the field. Offset high. One receiver far side. Five-man front for our Vikings. Brown in the shotgun. There's a snap. Rolls, looks at the flat. We got a hand on him, and he's going down, Bill.
And that might be the sack of the week right there from Frazier. Number 46, Frazier, tackles him at the 15-yard line. They're going to move it up to about the 17, but almost a 15-yard loss on that sack.
From the 30, that's 5, 10. It is a 13-yard sack.
Matt Frazier playing from that defensive end position.
Sends a receiver far side, one near side. Again, that offset eye with the running back to our side of the field. Brown in the shotgun, tied into their side. Five-man front for our Vikings. There's a snap. Gives it to the running back. He's got a hole around the right side. We got a hand on him momentarily as he crosses the 20 up to the 21. Mark him down at the 22, 21-yard line. That's a four-yard run for Ridley.
Defensive end there at the other side did a great job slowing him up in enough time. That's Tim St. Fort, and everybody else was able to come up and make that tackle. Looks like Mikey on Paget now checking in on the nickel package.
Third and 13.
Packers.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Brown in the shotgun with Ridley to his right. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back. Looks. Way downfield. Got a man open. The catch is made and knocked out of bounds up at the 33-yard line. But that's only about a 14-yard catch, and that'll be short of the first down.
Yeah, that was number 7. Kenneth Durden pushed him out of bounds. But they played that very well, kept everything in front of them. No way that he was going to get the first down on that throw.
4:29 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 8-0. And back deep to receive the punt is Troy Braswell. David Tindall, their kicker, standing back about the 19. There's a snap. Gets it away. Braswell takes it at the 38. Looking for a block from Mortar. Gets it. Runs it to his back. Still on his feet. Now haul him down, Bill. But he'll lose 3 yards back to the 35.
Yeah, waited too long. I know he was waiting on the blockers. He was waiting on the thing to open up. But as we said earlier, when you're playing a team with speed, you cannot wait. You've got to go ahead and bring it upfield.
Did you notice how long it took him to get the kickoff?
Yes.
We might see a blocked punt for the Knights of
it. Well, it was a low snap. And didn't almost to the point it bounced to him, but it got to him pretty good. But, again, it took him a long time to get it off.
Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial at number 18. And that's Quincy Crawford comes near side. Moore, Braswell at the wing backs. Braswell in motion towards us. Give it to Duncan up the middle. He runs over one man, too, as he fights his way up to the 40-yard line, giving 3 yards against that Packer defense.
I thought they might mark him about the 41, but as I saw where he fell, the ball was more in his gut, and that is a good spot, right down about the 40-yard line.
Second and 7. Ball moves over to our hash mark. Packers go back now. Bill, they're showing 4-man front with 4 linebackers. Now they'll walk a linebacker up and put him down. Almost a 5-man front. Braswell in motion. Fake the pitch out, give it to Bergman on the counter. He's across the 45. He has the first down up to the 46-yard line. Mark him at the 47, and that's the way the counter play should work.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That just picks up the yards we need for a first down. Controlling the ball, the kind of ball game that Coach McPherson likes to play, and that's just ball control.
3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. Here comes the gunslinger as Jefferson comes to our side of the field. Packers in a 4-man front, now 4 linebackers. They drop it off. Braswell in motion. And they keep it. Pitches out to Braswell at the 50. He's at their 45, still on his feet as he crosses the 40. And they run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 38-yard line.
Still another first down. Very nice pitch by Cole Parker. I thought he was going to go ahead and take the option himself. And at the last moment made that pitch out to Troy Braswell. Troy hit the hole very quickly. Picks up the first down for the Vikings.
Scared me because he waited so late to pitch it. I thought Braswell was by. 12-yard one for Braswell. Grandpa Clemens brings a play in. He comes to our side, tied into their side of the field, to the Packers' side of the field. They give it again to Duncan right up the middle, and those big legs churning as the Diesel crosses the 35 down to about the 34. 1, 2, 3. Give him 4 yards on the carry. We'll be second and six from there, and we are now inside 3 minutes to go, leading 8-0 here in the first quarter. Capacity crowd here at Martin Stadium, at least on our side, and a big crowd for Moultrie on the far side.
Almost capacity on the other side.
Tied in to the far side. Crawford in, out, wide out. Four-man front, Braswell in motion. Fakes the pitch out again to Bergman, and it gets hit at the line of scrimmage and stuffed by number 95, Bill.
Yeah, that's Octavius Jackson. He made a great play that time, was not blocked well, and came around and caught Bergman just as he was crossing the line of scrimmage. Matter of fact, he'll lose a yard on that. They'll bring him back to the 35, where it'll be third down for the Vikings. Third down at about 8-7.
Clemens comes near side. We've not seen a pass tonight. Braswell to the far side. Four-man front. They're showing. The linebacker walks up on the line of scrimmage. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made by Grandpa Clemens out down at the 35. Bill, at the 30, he's going to be at the 29. It's going to be awfully, awfully close to a first down.
Hey, Marty's got his hand up. I trust Marty.
He's got it by about 3 or 4 yards there. Great play there, just a spot route. Turned around, caught the ball, and got the first down easily.
All righty, down to the 24-yard line. Hunter brings the play, and now Hunter comes back near side. Ed Moore tied into the Packer side of the field. The gunslinger looks over the Packer defense. Goes under center. Barks signals out, puts Braswell in motion, gives it to Duncan up the middle. The Diesel's got a big hole. He turns and spins across the 15 all the way down to the 12-yard line where they bring him down. It'll be first and 10 from the 12 for our Vikings. And, Bill, what a big hole by the Sons of Thunder.
I tell you, and when Duncan hit that hole, it's always funny to watch a fullback when he gets a hole like that. He kept looking for somebody to hit or that somebody was going to hit him. It's always a surprise when that fullback gets a big hole like that.
First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Parker looks under center. Now he calls an audible. That doesn't happen very often. Switches Moore back in the backfield besides Duncan. They give it to Moore around the left side. Big hole. He's at the 5, still on his feet, and they haul him down, Bill, inside the 3. It's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Awfully close. You must have a bad angle. Marty, how many yards did he get that first down by?
Maybe a yard. They go mark him down at the 2, Bill.
Yeah, he got it by about a yard, yard and a half there, guys. It's first and goal from about the 1.5-yard line.
He's calling half-yard lines, too. I'll give him that.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, first and goal for the Vikings.
Jefferson comes near side. Moore, tight end, far side. Mike Morton, wing back. Duncan and Braswell in the backfield. Parker takes a snap, gives it to Braswell around the right side, and he dances into the end zone, puts 6 on the board. There's no cotton on the carpet, Bill.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Time clock down to 37 seconds left here in the first quarter, and the Vikings put a touchdown on the board. It's 14-0. This time they'll send Jed Solomon, Avery Alderman, and this time the long snapper for our Vikings will be, looks like, Dylan Roberts. I'll check that in just a minute. They're going to swing the gate. I apologize. Number 85, Austin Masters. Avery Alderman set to receive the snap. Solomon ready to kick.
Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0. We'll be back in 60. All righty, Jed Solomon ready to approach the football. Puts his foot into it, high end over end kick. And that ball sails into the end zone for a touchback. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 15-0. We have scored on a safety. We have scored on a 6-yard run by the gunslinger, and we have scored on a 1.5-yard run by number 29, the mailman, Troy Braswell. It will be 1st and 10 for the Colgan Packers at their own 20-yard line.
Got an update across town, guys. It's 7-0 Cats.
All righty, Marty, thank you.
All right, now the offense for the Packers on the field.
Brown in the shotgun. Sends one receiver near side, one far side. Splits his running backs on either side of him, standing at the 15. Tied into the Packers' side of the field. You hear the Viking crowd as they yell, drops back, looks, pumps, goes across the middle, and catch made. Bill, well, that's big number 80. That's Lenore Smith, a 6'3", 206-pound junior wide receiver. And that's out to the 20, up to the 32-yard line, a 12-yard pass play and a first down. Stops the clock while they move the chains. It's running again. Now they send two receivers far side, two near side. Brown in the shotgun by himself. Clock's running inside. 20 seconds now to go in the first quarter.
Empty backfield.
An empty backfield. Brown by himself. We're in a four-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Quick pass across the middle right in front of us. And still on his feet. That is number, it looked like number two, but I don't have a two on my roster. Yes, I do. It's Trey Cooper, a junior wide receiver. And, Bill,
they're going to
give him a
first
down at the 48-yard line with 4 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
So here real quick, the Packers begin to move the ball.
Twins near side. Now they, that's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead 15-0. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. We start the second quarter. Vikings leading 15-0, but the Packers took the ball on their 20, and in just three plays, Bill, they are out at 1st and 10 at their 42-yard line. 48-yard line.
And they have moved with little quick dump passes over the middle. We're keeping it again in front of us. Now the Viking crowd begins to get up. Let's see if the Viking defense can make a stop here. It's 1st and 10 for the Packers.
Two receivers far side. One tied. Two receivers far side, and that's it. King behind Brown in the shotgun. And he gives it to King looking for a hole. We hit him. Clemens hit him as he went into the gap. And he'll lose a yard. Back to 2 yards, back to the 46. But boy, did Josh Clemens close that hole in a hurry.
Yeah, he tried to pick a corner around there on the side. Josh Clemens filled that corner and just stopped him in his path.
Makion Padgett comes in. And A.J. Flukas, Nasty Fluke, comes out. Now, two receivers near side, one far side. Keeps King in the backfield with him. Brown in the shotgun at the 40. We jumped. Did we break the plane? No, we didn't.
Yeah, they did. Wow. I don't think he broke it, but they called. And the official on the other side of the field threw the flag, and it was the player on our side of the field, the Viking side of the field. And the line judge on this side did not throw his flag. Didn't think he broke the plane.
Oh, do you think somebody might have been in his ear? All right. Give him 5 yards back. Now make it 2nd and 7. The ball at our 49-yard line. First time tonight the Packers have been in our territory. Packers bring a receiver near side, send two far side. Now they're switching personnel as one man runs off and King comes back on. Ridley in the backfield with King. Tied into our side. Packers going from left to right on your radio dial. Clock at 11:10 to go here in the first half. We lead at 15-0. Brown, Tyler Brown, waiting on the snap for the Packers. Takes the ball. And he gives it to Ridley. Oh, did Ridley get crushed at the line of scrimmage? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's Big O. Big O gets my hit of the week because, I mean, he just stopped him cold.
He hit him, and he just left his, hit him up around the chest, and he left his feet.
What a hit by number 93, Justin Wilson, Big O. That'll bring up third down now for the Packers. They're set and ready to go. The Viking defense gets set.
All righty, Brown sends two receivers far side, one near side. It is 3rd and 8 Everybody raises up, looks over to the sidelines. They get to play. Brown with King in the backfield with him. Now it's Twins near side, Twins far side. Looks, throws downfield, got a man out, makes the catch. He's got the first down, down to our 38-yard line, makes the catch. They needed 8 yards, and they got 12.
Again, it's one of those situations, the defensive back, playing soft, but again, keeping everything in front of him. And that time he was able to get open and make a nice play and get a first down for the Packers.
First and 10 at our 38-yard line. 10-14 to go here in the half. Vikings lead it 15 to nothing. Brown in the shotgun. Twins left, Twins right. No tight end. King in the backfield with him. Takes a snap. Gives it to King up the middle. And he will get absolutely...
2 yards.
2 yards.
Absolutely 2 yards.
Absolutely 2 yards and no more than 2 yards.
That's still a positive play for the Packers on first down. That's important.
Actually, folks, he got a yard and a half, but with Bill, I got to say two.
I got you.
Second and 8. Twins left, Twins right. Ridley to his left. Drops back, looks, throws downfield. Overthrows a man. That's number 11. Overthrow Blake Stamps at the 30-yard line, but he was covered over there by number 2, Tyquan Lang.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang had good coverage. Geraldo Orta over on the other side was hoping for maybe an interception on that side. He left his feet, kind of rolled over there. I was a little concerned with how he got up, though, but he seems to be okay.
Third and 8. Lucas comes out. Padgett comes in and that nickel package. 9:43. That stopped the clock of the incomplete pass. Twins trips to our side. Single receiver far side. King to the right of Brown. Ball in the middle of field. Brown waiting on the snap. Drops back. He looks. We got a hand on him, and he's going down. And that is big number 30. James Mathis, the bulldozer, pulls him down.
Mathis got hat in hand, engaged his guy, and then just ripped through him. And then he saw the quarterback and was able to take him down in a hurry.
And they're going to punt.
Well, with 4th and 9, I agree. Even with your field position, you don't try to go for it there. If you do, you give the Vikings a real short field.
Looks there. Like Jeremy Bell, their punter.
That should be right.
And we're not putting anybody back deep.
Not trusting it.
4th and 9 at our 38-yard line. There's a snap. He kicks it.
Nice little high kick.
Lang, it hits at the 15, and they down it. They drop it at the 14. Let's see where they're going to take it at.
Well, you said the bag where he threw his beanbag is about the 16.
And they down it on the 5, but we will have the option of taking it where the beanbag is or back there. So we'll come back out and take it at our 14.
There's one official back there is just adamant about the fact that the ball's on the 10, but it is marked clearly at about the 14-yard line by the line judge on this side. And that's where they will place it, first down and 10 for the Vikings.
Vikings' first possession of the second quarter, 8:44 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Crawford, far side, there's a whistle blows. Now, okay, what is it? Now we're going to play. Braswell in motion. Pitch out to Braswell around the right side. He's got a hold. He crosses the 15. They're hog-tied, and they run him out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Or they try to. And tell you what, hats off to the Packers, because when they got to the sidelines, had him out of bounds, they let go of him.
Yep, and that was very close to a first down. The down marker moved. I thought it was, but now when they reset the chains, he's about 2 yards short, maybe a yard.
Yeah, he's about a yard short there, Bill, and it looks like we're going to have a 2nd and 1.
At our 23-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Paul Johnson comes near side. Man coverage out here. Tied into the far side. More in motion towards us. And they give it to the diesel up the middle.
No, keeper.
Oh, Cole Parker still on his feet. He crosses the 40, the 45. He fooled me. I thought the diesel had the ball, but there's a flag back at the 35.
Oh, golly. Golly. Get great runs by Cole Parker, and it seems that when they are his runs, oh, personal foul. Well, we'll just keep those on the books. Great run by Cole Parker, and that'll be marked off at the end of the run.
Yep.
But no one, they left their mark, didn't they?
No, they got him out. They've got him out to the 47-yard line.
I was concerned. I didn't see one of the officials that had marked where the ball was down. And then we'll add 15 to that for the personal foul, and the Vikings get a big, big gain.
All the way down to the Packer 38-yard line. 7:50 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead 15 to nothing. Ball in the middle of the field. Braswell wing back on our side. Moore far side. Duncan at fullback. Tied into the Packer side of the field. Here come our Vikings against a five-man Packer front. Moore in motion. And they give it to Braswell on the counter. He tries to get outside. He turns the corner. He's at the 30. They've got him and swing him out of bounds at the 28-yard line.
He was very close to the first down. Again, the situation here. Let's see. He's going to be close, maybe a yard short.
Half a yard.
I'm going to quit correcting you.
Look at it, Bill.
It is. Wow, from where that mark is, I'd have to say you'd have to...
Measure it.
No, well, I was looking at the hash mark wrong. It is short by about a half yard.
Ball on the far hash mark. Crawford wide out on our side, tied into the Packer side of the field. Again, a five-man front linebacker up close. They give it to Duncan up the middle. Big hole as he crosses the 25 down to the 20-yard line. He needed a half a yard, and he got about five. He got about 10, five and a half or six and a half.
That will be a first down for the Vikings at the 20-yard line. And they have just methodically moved the ball down here, starting from their own 14-yard line.
Bill, I got another update from across town. It's now 7-3 Cats with about 9 minutes to go in the first half.
Thank you. Ball at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for our Vikings. Hunter comes to our side of the field. Like I say, ball on the far hash mark. Parker goes under center, looking at a four-man front from the Packers. Puts Moore in motion towards us, and he gives it to Moore. Cuts back inside against the grain, and he'll get down to about the 16-yard line, giving 4 yards on the carry. Should be second and six from there.
Saw Moore do something really interesting that time. When he went through the line, he actually lowered. He was already low, but he got himself a little bit lower and went underneath the defenders and was able to pick up those yards by going underneath.
Grandpa Clemens brings a play in. He goes to the Packer side of the field. Ball almost in the middle of the field now, tied into our side. That's Kendall Coleman. Parker goes under center, now looking at a five-man front. Moore in motion, gives it to Braswell on the court. Cuts back inside, still on his feet as he crosses the five. He gets across the 10, down to the five. Bill, they'll haul him down where?
He's going to be there somewhere between the 3 and 4 yard line.
And that will be?
First down, Vikings.
And also be first and goal for our Vikings at the 3 yard line.
Troy Braswell just did something really wonderful right there. He got in behind those blockers. He didn't try to go and do more than he could and picked up all those yards.
Braswell at wing back on our side with Kendall Coleman, the tight end on our side. Moore and Duncan. Again, a four-man front. Linebacker showing blitz. They give it to Braswell on the corner as he tries to get outside. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. And the Vikings now go up 21-0 with the touchdown. And they're going to go for two again.
Well, you're at 21. That's like three touchdowns.
I say you take the one that you're pretty sure of, but they're going to go for two here. Jeff Solomon has kicked well.
Grandpa Clemens goes to the far side with man coverage out there. Coleman at tight end on our side. Look for a little pass play, maybe. Three-man front, four-man front now for the Packers. Pitch out to Braswell, got the corner, trots into the end zone. It will be 22-23-0, 6:06 to go in the half. We'll take a 60-second break. All righty, Jed Solomon set to kick off. Steps forward, puts that foot into it, high and over end kick. That ball sails. Ridley takes it at the 2. He comes to the 5, the 10, dark side of the field. Cuts back up the middle where he's got a hole across the 20, up to the 25. They'll haul him down at the 26-yard line.
That ball almost to the 1 yard line that time. Just, I don't know if it's the difference in the weather. Maybe it doesn't seem to have that explosion off the ball. And here we are talking about the kid putting the ball on the 1 yard line like it's a bad thing. But we're so used to him putting him into the end zone.
24-yard return by the Packers. Here they come. Brown brings them out on the field. 5:59 to go here in the first half, leading our Vikings lead 23-0. Trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side, King in the backfield. No tight end for the Packers. We're in a four-man front. Packers going from left to right on your radio dial. Brown barks out signals. Waits on the snap. There it is. Drops straight back. Looks. Throws out. Got a man wide open in the zone. And that's number 8 still on his feet. He has the first down as he gets up to the 40-yard line. A 14-yard pass play from Brown to number 8. That's Tommy Hudson, his leading wide receiver.
Yeah, Hudson didn't do anything fancy. Just went out about 8, 9 yards, sat down, and waited on the pass.
Again, Twins near side, Twins far side. King in the backfield with Brown to his left. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, drops back and looks. Throws out in the flat. And number 11, Blake Stamps, can't catch up to the ball. And that'll be 2nd and 10 from the 40-yard line with 5:34 to go. And Vikings leading 23-0.
In coverage was number 2, Tyquan Lang. He had great coverage right on his outside hip. It had to have been a perfect ball for the Blake Stamps to be able to catch it. But it was far wide right of him, so wide left of him, not able to make the catch.
Single receiver near side, trips to the far side. Brown looks at his wristband, looks over to the sidelines. Leans forward, takes a snap. Looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 9 at the 45. It'll be a 5-yard pass play, say a 6-yard pass play. And that catch is made by number 8. That, again, is Tommy Hudson. So 8 yards to Hudson, and that will make it 3rd and about 4.
Right at 5, yeah. 3rd, well, almost 4. You're right.
Twins far side, Twins near side. King, the running back, to the right of Tyler Brown, the quarterback for the Packers. Barks out signals, we don't jump. They stand and look. Now he turns over to the sidelines. Waits on the snap. There it is. Throws across, the catch is made for the first down at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he was right on the first down line. They're going to give him a first down.
Watch him stop the clock, but from here, the ball's across the 50, just barely in our territory, and that should be enough for the first down.
Well, where they mark that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Marty.
Yep.
I was going to say that's 2 or 3 plays right there in front of Kenny, and he's moving a little slow. It looks like his hips bother him a little bit.
They set the chains. Roll the clock. 4:44 to go. We lead 23-0 here in the first half. Packers on the move, though. Tied into their side of the field. Brown with King right behind him in the offset eye. Gives it to King up the middle. What a hole he's got. Turns and spins, and there comes Clemens. And it's a textbook tackle, but not before. King has picked up 4 yards down to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to have quite a bit of room there for a second, but it closed down quickly by the Vikings.
2nd and a long 5. Two receivers near side, 2 far side. King to the right of Brown, the quarterback. He looks over to the sidelines. He gets the play from their offensive coordinator. Looks over the defense. We're in a 4-man front. Drops back, look. So that catch is made, and what a catch there, Bill, by number 9. That is Darius Love. He made a catch. That's going to be enough, Bill, for a first down to our 39-yard line. Stretched out, took the ball from Brown where nobody could get to it but him, but straight to the ground he went.
Yeah, the defensive line tried to get their hands up and get in front of the ball, but there was a lane there for him to make that throw.
All righty, Packers moving down the field now there at our 38. Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to our side. Single receiver far side. King to the left to Brown. 4-man front. We're showing man coverage on our side of the field. Brown looks over the defense. He drops back. Looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 2. Still on his feet. And we knock him down, Bill, at the 25.
That's that little drag play, number 2. Tyler Brown, excuse me.
To Trey Cooper.
Trey Cooper comes dragging across there. Makes the catch right across the middle.
And another first down at our 25. 3:25 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 23-0. Brown with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Everybody turns and looks to the sidelines at the same time. King backs up now until he's behind Brown. Man in motion. They pull a tight end over. Give it to King. Right up the middle. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. And they'll give him, Bill, 3 yards on the play.
I tell you, this Viking crowd right now in this third down, in this defensive situation, needs to come to their feet and show this team some support. You see a few people scattered here and there as they're starting to rise, but we need full support of all the Viking faithful now. Let's make a little noise. Let's get up.
Second and 8, the ball down to our 23-yard line. Twins near side, Twins far side. Ridley in the backfield with Brown, the Packer quarterback. We go to a four-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looks. So he's got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Packers. Tommy Hudson, blown coverage is all it was. Went down the sidelines. Nobody covered him. And a 25-yard pass play from Brown to Hudson.
Yeah, you give a quarterback like Brown that much time, and I heard you. He's looking. He had all of that time, and he connects with his receiver, and it's 6 on the board now for the Packers. And the Packers go and send their extra point team out. Their kicker, number 15, David Tindall.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up, and it's good. And with 2:17 to go in the first half, as our Vikings 23, Packers 7. We'll be right back after this.
After 60 seconds.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Vikings lead 23-7. 2:17 to go in the first half. Waiting on the Packers kickoff. There it is. And Braswell. Touchback.
So they get the weapon, put us back into the end zone, and we'll start first down and 10 from the 20-yard line.
All righty, we're 80 yards away.
And we lead 23-7. 2:17 left in the first half here. Vikings and Packers. Vikings now go on offense.
We'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Crawford goes to the far side as wide receiver. Ed Moore, tight end. Braswell, wing back our side. Mike Moore, wing back far side. Of course, Duncan at fullback. Packers, 3 down linemen. 2 corners standing up. Pitch out to Braswell. Cuts, looks, comes back inside the 20, up to the 25-yard line. 5-yard carry. Be 2nd and 5 from there, and we're at the 205 mark here in the first half.
Well, that pitch outside sometimes actually gives me a little bit of a jump sometimes as they make that pitch. It seems slow from up here. I know it's not, but it gives that slow motion feeling.
Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. Braswell and Jefferson come near side. Braswell, much like in a slot, tied into the far side. Parker gives it to Mike Moore across the right side, and he'll get about 3 yards up to the 28, and it should be 3rd and 2 from there, Bill, and we're at the minute 25 mark in the first half.
Let's see, Nick Bergman and Paul Johnson check in.
Mike Moore comes out.
All right, let's call it, Wes.
All righty, Parker looks over the defense. They're in a four-man front. Corner up tight on our side. In motion is Braswell. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and no, that's Bergman. And, Bill, I don't think he got it. And the Packers call timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right, 30-second break. We'll be right back. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Marty will grab coach as the half ends. 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 23-7. And we're punting for the first time tonight. Back deep is Darius Love. Trey Cooper. There's a snap. Nice kick by Solomon. Kicked it away from Cooper. It hits at our 37 and bounces back to the 38, where Mike Moore downs it right there, and they'll take over 1st and 10 on their 38.
Yeah, they called that timeout, one to try and get a few seconds here, and with their passing offense, that's quite a bit of time. I believe they still have
They've got one timeout. They've got one timeout left. We have two. Ball on the near hash mark. Packers will be going from left to right on that radio dial. Congratulations to the Valdosta State Blazers. Big victory over North Alabama last night, 5-0. No, that's not a soccer score, baseball score. That's football. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. King at running back just to the right of Tyler Brown, the quarterback for the Packers. He's waiting on the snap. There it is. Looking downfield right across the middle to King. We hit him at the 40, and he'll get, at the 40, he'll get up to the 42, 43. Now they mark him down at the 43-yard line. Clock is running.
About a 5 or 6 yard pickup there. 28 seconds, the clock continues to run.
It'll be second and five. Twins near side, twins far side. We're in a three-man front. Brown takes a snap, drops back. Looks, Hail Mary downfield, got a man wide open, makes the catch at the 8, at the 20, touchdown Packers.
Wow.
That's Tommy Hudson. And Bill, that was about a 57-yard touchdown pass.
And now the Packers, only down by 10, they're going to go for two here. They're going to put their offense back out on the field, try and go for two. Kenneth Durden's going to check out now.
Twins near side. They got trips near side, twins far side.
Brown's still looking over to the side for his play. He's in a shotgun, empty backfield.
There's a whistle. Timeout, Coughlin. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at the Concrete Palace. Back-to-back touchdowns by the Packers. A 25-yard touchdown pass to Tommy Hudson from Tyler Brown, and now a 57-yard touchdown pass. And they've closed within 10, and they're trying to get within 8 as they're going to go from 2, the ball at the 3-yard line.
Been able to hold their offense the first several series, but these last two series, they've been able to exploit our defensive backfield.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Trips to the near side, twins to the far side. Empty backfield. Tyler Brown backs up to about the 10. There's a snap. Looks, throws to the end zone. Intercept the ball.
That can be two. Go. Keep going.
Go. Go. Run with the ball.
We can't. That's right. In high school, you can't return the two. That's a college rule.
Stops the clock with 7 seconds. We'll keep it right here.
So, folks, in college, you would see that. If you make that interception, recover the fumble, anything like that, you're able to return that and get 2 points for your own team. In high school, if you intercept, it's a dead play. So we're going to get the kickoff here with about 7 seconds left. And barring anything unforeseen, we probably will end the half right here at 23-13. Vikings set now to receive. It'll be Troy Braswell and somebody I haven't seen tonight. Looks like Kerry Stanley, along with Nick Bergman, will be back deep for the Vikings.
His last kick was into the end zone.
With 7 seconds, you might see him try and squib it here. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Marty will grab coach at the half. Waiting on the kick. There it is. And he does. Squibs it. Popeye takes it at the 15. He's at the 20. 25 still on his feet. He crosses the 30. He goes down there. And is that going to be the end of the half? Yes, it is. End of the half. Vikings lead 23-13. Waiting on Marty. As he goes, he'll catch coach. We'll get a quick word from Coach McPherson.
Coach McPherson. Jumped out to an early lead there. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Can't be giving up these big plays, man. We got to keep playing. You know, We moved the ball on them well, but we just got to cover who we're supposed to cover.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty, Coach Max Stumps. We'll take Vikings lead 23-13. We're at halftime over the Cockrell County Packers. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We'll take a 5-minute break. Be right back after this. You're listening to Lounge Hive. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.